TRKO4NUE. TRKO4NUE. No contact, I'm clear.
N4WQQ, mobile. KN4WQQ, how about a KN4VWA? KN4WQQ, mobile.
WQQ, Whiskey 1, India, Mike, X-ray, mobile.
How you doing, sir?
Doc, Delta Oscar Charlie. And we're headed out for a doctor's appointment this morning.
I hope that's a good thing for us.
Moved down here in August and messed my back up getting stuff unloaded. Been having to go to the chiropractor a couple times a week, get my back walked on to get back to normal. So that's where we're headed this morning.
So you moved down here from where? I assume you like it here.
Down from Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. suburbs. My wife is from Anderson. I've been coming down here for 50 years. I really like it down here. We've had a piece of retirement property on Lake Hartwell for over 40 years. And we're in the process of building a new house. Hope to get in by Thanksgiving, but I'm beginning to have my doubts.
That's a big 10-4. My daughter's up in Centerville, and I'm trying to get them to move down here. Those people up there are on the verge of being totally crazy.
On the verge about it. Yeah, I used to live in Centerville, and we've been in Herndon for the last almost 40 years, and I came down here the end of August.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood, sir, and best of luck with the chiropractor today, KN4WQQ. We'll do a 73.
I'll catch the name.
I'm trying to cross over here at Wade Hampton. The lights are out. Yeah, just keep going, guy. Yeah.
Well, you need to pay attention to that intersection. I know what it's like driving up there. W1IMX Mobile, good morning.
Yeah, I finally got through. This is KN4WQQ. I'm Steve, and I hope to hear from you again.
KNY. KM4AQD. 4 RSN. Kilo Oscar 4. Romeo Sierra November. Listening.
This is KN4WQQ. I didn't get all that, sir.
KM4WQQ, is that what I caught? It's KO4, Romeo, Sierra, November. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Romeo, Sierra, November.
This is KM4WQQ. I'm Steve. Anyway, how you doing this morning?
I misspoke yours. It probably didn't come across on the radio, but I said Kilo, Mike. I believe you're Kilo, November. Is that correct?
If I'm not sitting still and able to write it down, that's just too much for me to remember, especially at 9:30 in the morning.
Your call sign is Kilo November 4, Whiskey, Quebec, Quebec.
Yeah, that's 10-4, and I'm Steve.
Good, Andrew, I'm down in Anderson. Are you up in the Greenville area?
Well, address. Right now I'm up on East Gap Creek Road, north of Greer. But I have good luck with this repeater here.
It works. I got it with 5-watt HT down in Belton before, so it worked fantastic. And then yesterday I was getting it up in Gaffney coming down 85, so I'm pretty sure if you're within Greenville County, you're going to hit it no problem.
One I like is the one up on Paris Mountain. I think it's 145.3, but not many people use that one. You ever tried that one?
I don't know if it's the geography down here in Anderson or what it is, but usually I know I could probably hit it from my house radio, but I think every time I've tried to do the Paris Mountain repeaters from my vehicle, which is what I ran for a long time when I started, I never could get good signal off of it.
Definitely not as high up as Caesar's Head. I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. 10-4.
Like I said, I just started this hobby back in July, so I'm, you know, drinking from a fire hose with it. But yeah, it's the biggest lesson I've learned so far is that you know, height matters. And there's a repeater in Asheville that I can hit sometimes from my vehicle, just because it's even higher than Caesar's Head.
Now, which one was that, higher than Caesar's Head?
And I found out about it mainly because of I do GMRS as well, and there's a GMRS repeater up there, as well as I believe it's a 2-meter repeater, but you can hit it from down here in Anderson most of the time. You gotta be running a little bit of power. I can't do that one on 5 watts, but it's almost line of sight from just about anywhere in the upstate.
Look that up. I'm mainly on DMR, which I use out of my house, but they make a nice little outfit that's good for a vehicle, maybe someday.
Or something that I kind of want to explore. The radio I got now is a Yaesu, and it does fusion. Unfortunately, the only fusion repeaters around here are, I think there's one in Clemson. That's going to be my closest one, and other than that, there's too far away for me to hit.